Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Today I'm chatting with Modus Nova founder and CEO David Wu, which is the first episode in a series we're doing with Modus Nova about stroke recovery and rehabilitation. What is Modus Nova, you may ask? Stay tuned and find out. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Say it every week, mean it every week. Very special episode. Today, I am interviewing the CEO of Modus Nova. What is Modus Nova, you ask? We're about to find out. David Wu.
Hi.
CEO of Modus Nova. How are you, my friend? Thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate you.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. So glad to be here.
This is awesome. This is actually really, really cool. I'm a big fan of Modus Nova. I think you guys do amazing work for the community.
Thank you.
So first and foremost, I would like to say, what is Modus Nova?
What is Modus Nova? Well, As a company, our mission is to leave no physical impairments untreated. We want to make sure that everybody, regardless of your geographical area where you live, your financial status, that everyone has a fair shot at being treated with the best possible healthcare for any physical disability or any kind of issue that people have with movement. And right now we're really focused on stroke and brain injuries, but we certainly want to expand that to kind of, you know, all physical impairments.
Right. So what you guys have created something, how do I describe it? Magical. It's actually really cool. You guys have something what's called the Modus hand. I know you also have the Modus foot, but I am familiar with the Modus hand, which after brain injury, a lot of us in the community have issues, deficits on one of our sides, have, trouble functioning, a trouble functioning arm, functioning hand. What this does is it helps with that function, correct? It basically,
absolutely.
It's a helping hand, if you will. And if you wouldn't mind describing what the Modus hand is.
Yeah. So the Modus hand and the Modus foot are robotic rehab devices. And really, they're exoskeletons. They're robotic exoskeletons is what we call it in the clinical trials and in the scientific papers. But that's really just a fancy way of saying it's a device with sensors that can kind of detect how much movement you have. And then kind of based on that information, make some smart judgments or kind of processing, and then provide some assistance to help you move through the motions that would be best to kind of retrain your brain. Very, very much kind of like the concept of a physical therapist or a clinician would, but we've encapsulated that in a piece of technology, in a little robotic device we call the Modus hand and Modus foot.
which is pretty amazing. Now, when I think exoskeleton, first thing that pops into my head is robots, superheroes. Immediately, I go towards either Iron Man or Ripley, Sigourney Weaver's character in Aliens at the end of the movie when she's fighting the giant alien in the mech suit. So I know it's not like that, but in my head, it's 100% that.
No, absolutely. No, we get that a lot. And believe it or not, our first iteration, it was called the Rupert, high repetition, upper extremity robotic device. And it was kind of this backpack that you wore. And it was kind of like that Iron Man suit that you're describing. It's like a jetpack thing you wear. It goes over your entire arm, your shoulder, your elbow, your hand. It seemed like it gave you superpowers. And that is oftentimes what a lot of people think when they think of robotic exoskeletons. But we've really taken that and distilled it down to one of the most demanded, the most needed. We feel like one of the most important movements that we want to help out with. And that's this grasping motion with the hand. And that's what we really focus on. Oftentimes, a lot of people, even if they can get their hand or arm into position, being unable to hold a doorknob and release that doorknob afterwards, or turn that doorknob or hold a utensil or fork, that's really what a lot of stroke survivors and those with brain injuries have trouble with. So that's where we decided to focus our device. And on the flip side of that, those robotic suits, although they seem really cool, they're really expensive. Like, we're talking about $500,000, $700,000 each. And in realistically kind of currently out of the reach in terms of technology for us to realistically put into kind of everyone's homes, and really wouldn't let us meet that motto, that mission we talked about earlier, which is to expand access to more people rather than to restrict access to only those that can afford those humongous price tags.
I think it's an amazing piece of equipment. And also, who doesn't have $750,000 just lying around to purchase a full mech suit? Now, the Modus Nova, the name Modus Nova, where did the name Modus Nova come from?
No, that's a great question. And we get that a lot. It's as with many things in the medical and scientific community, it's Latin for new movement. So and that's kind of really drives at the heart of what we're trying to do, what our devices have been shown in clinical trials to do, the mission that we're on, which is to help rewire the brain, bring in that neuroplasticity, and create new movement or new motion. So that's what Modus Nova means.
That's beautiful. I love that name. And it just rolls off the tongue. Now, speaking of, you know, the robotics specifically for brain, mostly for the brain injury community, because we always, you know, a lot of us tend to have the issues with the arms or one side of our body. What was the reason you chose to work with the brain injury community?
And thank you for that question. That's kind of really drives at the heart of what motivates, I think, a lot of us at Modus Nova. We all have some personal connection to brain injury, to stroke. Stroke affects, kind of 8 million stroke survivors in the U.S. There's about 800,000 new cases a year, every 40 seconds or so. In the U.S., there's a new stroke. So it's certainly something that I think has touched almost everyone. And personally, for me, I've had family members pass away from stroke, and for each of us, that's been something that we ourselves have experienced. And looking at what happens after stroke in the past, 10 or 20 years, we've really gotten a lot better at helping people survive that initial few days or weeks after the stroke, with rapid treatment, diagnoses, people being more aware, TPA, these clot busting drugs that we've found, fast acting, that's really helped people survive that initial stroke. That's been fantastic. But where there has been innovation in that acute treatment, there's not been a lot of advancements in rehab. And it's to some degree, it's our healthcare system. We've gotten really good at saving lives, but really kind of saving the quality of life or restoring that quality of life has really fallen by a wayside with a lot of chronic diseases. Stroke and brain injury, kind of chronic stroke and chronic brain injury, really much under that category. And at Modus Nova, we saw kind of how many people were being undertreated for their brain injury and for their stroke. We kind of know how people get better. Mm-hmm. It's through these high repetition, high dosage rehab programs, constraint induced movement therapy. There's a lot of scientific papers that describe the incredible gains people get from doing a lot of rehab. But then when we look at what people are actually getting, they're getting a fraction, a tenth, a hundredth of what these scientific papers say people need, hundreds of thousands of repetitions, and they're getting like 10 or 20 a day, or sometimes even a week. And for some people, none at all. And we saw that huge gap in treatment. And we said, maybe we can do something about this. It's really expensive to provide care and healthcare, but maybe technology can step in here and help with a part of that. So I think that's really kind of the impetus for all of this. It was that we know how to help so many of these people affected by brain injuries and strokes. How do we do it? Well, we use technology. And that's really where the idea of using robots came from, to kind of aid in that rehab process.
I think that's amazing. One thing I do love is the fact that, so the non-brain injured, I call you guys normies. And we actually need more of you than more of me in the community. We need more normies who actually care enough to try to figure out how. And you said something that I felt was very, very important. It's not just saving lives. It's the quality of the life that you save. A lot of hospitals, what they do is they just get you good enough to go home. Now, good enough isn't necessarily good enough every single day. Like now that you're home, okay, well, what's your quality of life going to be? Some survivors, a victory to them, what their ultimate goal is to literally open a doorknob. That's what they want to do. And your product can help them do that. So specifically, how would you describe, like, what separates Modus Nova and the Modus Hand? What makes it special as opposed to just going to an outpatient physical therapy rehab?
Sure. In many ways, it's surprisingly similar. And I think that that's kind of what drives at why this works. What we do is much like your physical or occupational therapist that you would work with in a clinic, the robot is able to kind of assess how much help you need and help you through those guided movements. And the analogy that I like to use is like trying to learn to ride a bike, an experience that a lot of us have had. Having a stroke or brain injury is like forgetting how to ride a bike, or in many cases, forgetting how to walk, or forgetting how to grasp, or forgetting how to reach out. And to relearn those, rewire the brain to regain those movements takes a lot of practice. Sometimes, as we get older, it takes a little bit more practice than maybe when we were younger. But the principles are more or less the same. Lots of repetitions, lots of attempts. And relative to kind of these other passive devices, maybe these spring-loaded devices, maybe weights, maybe stretch bands, those are great for stretching out the muscles and tendons in the hand, but they don't really provide that real active assistance that you would get with a therapist or with a robot that's responding to you.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
So back to that bike analogy, if you were to put on a glove or something that opens up your hand to where you want it to be, the problem with that is your brain's not activating to open your hand. The glove's doing all the work. It's like getting on a bicycle that rides itself. No matter how long you stay on that bicycle, you're not really going to learn to ride a bike. You're going through the motions. It looks like you're riding a bicycle, but you're not activating your brain to relearn those movements. And that's where doing rehab with the physical therapist or with the robot that's responding to you, that's where the difference comes in. Where if you're not trying, if you're not activating your brain and activating, using those muscles with your brain, then the robot's not going to just finish it for you. It's going to react to what you're doing. And by encouraging you to actually go through the movements, it's like you're trying to ride the bike and you both, with the failures and the successes, little by little, you relearn those movements. So that's really how I think it's really similar to what going in and seeing the physical therapists.
It's brilliant. So I've actually had a hands-on with the Modus Hand. It's a fascinating piece of tech. It really is. So
thank you, Joe.
Initially, I got to tell you, so here's how I describe my tech savvy. I know of computers. So my tech team is Felice all the time. I'm tech savvy enough to get things, you know, I'm functional when it comes to technology. So when I see this screen and then I see this actual robotic arm, it's slightly intimidating. It's not anything that I've ever seen before. And it's this amazing piece of tech. I looked at it for a few minutes and I was like, I think I'm going to have to ask for a little bit of help here. I didn't. It was one of the, as soon as I got past that little, just, you know, I hesitation. Got in my own way. As soon as I got into it, it's a click here. It's a click there. You plug it in and it's ready to go. I was good. One of the most impressive things was how simple it was to get started.
That's awesome.
It was so easy. Now I'm not the most tech literate person in the world, and if I can get it going, guys, you 100% can get it going.
I'm sure you're giving yourself less credit than it's worth. Thank you for kind of going through that process. We really focused on trying to make it easy because a big difference is that we are doing it in the home. We're doing all of this, all this rehab. We're trying to get it into a really easy and accessible place. And right. And that's where kind of that innovation of access that we really are, trying to highlight that we know how to help people regain their movements, but it's kind of off in this distant place that's really can be difficult to access for a lot of people. A lot of stroke survivors and brain injury survivors can't drive themselves or transport themselves into a rehab clinic to get this care that they need. And by bringing it into the home, having it available 24/7, that's where we think we can really help out the medical community with kind of bringing this technology to more access. And part of that is making it easy to use. We prior to doing this, our Modus Hands and Modus Feet have are in hundreds of clinics and hospitals all across the US. And in those cases, they're operated by a clinician. There is a lot more complexity kind of all underneath the hood that we've needed to make more easy to explain and have more of the AI drive all the settings and configurations to what we hope is a easy to use experience.
It really is that, again, the most obviously it's a impressive piece of machinery. It just plain and simple. It is. But the fact that it was so simple to put together, I was blown away by how easy it was. Literally, as soon as I plugged it in, I turned it on and I was like, wait, is that it? I was really, I was taken aback specifically because, okay, so the reason why I'm using it is, I'm talking about a product. I actually like to talk about something with that I've experienced. I just don't want to say, hey, Modus Nova is amazing, guys. Like, I don't want to do that. If I don't agree with it, if I can't tell you from experience, hey, I actually touched this thing and I did this, I don't want to, I want to be forthcoming to everybody out there. I love my community and I'll do anything for my community. So I'm testing this thing out and I'm checking it out. So everything I'm saying is coming from firsthand, pun intended, firsthand experience. I don't have, my deficits are very light in comparison to what they should be for the type of brain injury that I have. Short-term memory loss mostly, and then I have issues with my right hand. I tend to suffer tremors in my right hand, specifically when the little muscles exhaust. Yeah. So it makes it difficult for me to grasp on a thing. I become very clumsy. I get a little bit of the shakes. It's especially with the fine motor, skills. Anything fine motor. So in putting this on, I was like, okay, I don't necessarily need it as much as some others in the community.
Sure.
I was surprised how helpful it was for me, how the helping hand of the Modus Nova, when the robot actually kicks in to give you that extra little push, off-putting because it's a machine it's literally like a robot is grabbing your hand and giving you that extra little, you got it, buddy. It's giving you that extra little push.
A little assist, yeah.
It's strange. It's very strange. It's something that I had to just immediately just dive into and accept. It was helpful. It really was. And I can understand how helpful it would be for someone who desperately needs to get in these repetitions every day.
Yeah.
Not only
yeah.
the fact that you're having, getting a helping hand from technology, but the fact that you're actually playing these little mini games that keep it fresh, that keep it fun. And my favorite part about this thing, so there is a little weightlifting game where you're moving the weights with your hand and you're lifting weights. Now, the little extra motivation is, you want to do better, but you actually get to see some of the other people that are using it and you get to see their score. Now, me being the competitive person that I am, and I saw Maddie, who's a very good friend of mine. I saw Maddie's name and I'm like, there is no way I'm letting Maddie beat me. So it gives you that extra little push to go a little further, and it makes it fun. It really does. You know, I also like how you say it's like riding a bike. Fun fact about Joe, I don't know how to ride a bike.
Oh, that's interesting. All right.
Now, this isn't a brain injury thing. As a kid, I moved around a lot. So I didn't have the cool, like, Stranger Things ties where you're riding bikes with friends. I didn't have that because I moved around so much. So then I hit a point where I'm an adult and I'm like, wow, I never learned how to ride a bike. So now here I am, grown ass man. I still don't know how to ride a bike, but post brain injury, that is a goal. One of my many goals that I have in life to live life is to ride a bike. So yeah, this grown ass man one day will ride a bicycle. Then I can actually say, hey guys, it's just like learning how to ride a bike.
There you go. No, and it's never too late. The brain is incredible. The brain, I think we learn more about it every day. But it is unbelievable how much it can reorganize and how much it can change in response to its environment. Riding a bike, there's no time limit on that. I'd love to join you someday and then we'll ride together. Certainly, I think maybe we'll touch that on a little bit later, about what I like to do. I love cycling, and that's part of kind of my life as well.
That is awesome. And one day I will hold you to that. When I learn how to ride a bike, I might be a grown ass man with training wheels, but I will ride a bicycle one day. I make that claim. I'm putting it out into the ether. It's already happening. I'm going to make that happen for sure. So Dave, I want to ask you about you. What's your background? Where did you come from?
Thank you for that question. I don't like to talk about myself, but talking through where I came from, how I got involved in this technology, mm-hmm. I was actually part of, I helped with the logistics and organizing some of the clinical trials that actually had to do with the technology that drives the Modus hand and the Modus foot. One particular trial that, you know, one particular patient user that I can remember, we were working with the VA. I mean, this was in an academic kind of Emory University and the VA, Atlanta VA hospital system. We were deploying these robots, this technology, to rural veterans who had a lot of trouble getting care through the VA. And that's, you know, that's been in the news. These veterans, they've done their duty, and it's up to us to kind of fill our end of the bargain and take care of them. But some of these veterans, they lived in this case, the hills of North Georgia, or in rural Alabama, and had a lot of trouble accessing care on a regular basis. For these stroke survivors, with no transportation, they could not get to the clinic to be cared for by VA clinicians and VA doctors. So an idea was to take the care to them, in this case, using a robotic technology. And I got to see firsthand how much of a difference that this technology made in the lives of these stroke survivors. Some of them were, you know, 4 or 5 years post-stroke, still stuck in a wheelchair. And just by being able to practice and do their rehab over and over again. And earlier, we kind of talked about kind of the similarities, I think, between what we do and what a clinician might do. And how similar the rehab is on the Modus hand and Modus foot to what, you know, you would experience in a constraint induced movement therapy type where you're just doing lots of repetitions. Well, that's also where kind of the similarities stop in these trials, because the devices were in the home And as you know, in the same model that we're doing for the Modus Hand and Modus Foot, these stroke survivors got to do 1, 2, 3 hours of rehab daily rather than something like 1 or 2 hours a week, maybe 2 or 3 hours a week. Right. It was a magnitude more of repetitions for them. And I, you know, still remember very vividly to this moment. I could see his face of after 3 months, he was able to get out of his wheelchair and start walking outside. And it's just so incredible in the smile that he had that, you know, thank you for not giving up on me, essentially. Mm-hmm. The healthcare system, this is something we call helping those the system won't. The healthcare system said, you're too expensive, you're too difficult for us to provide you care. We just can't right now. Or in some other cases, you have too little movement, it's been too long since your stroke, whatever that may be. The system has said no for right. whatever reason. And you know, with our technology, with this technology that I was working with in these clinical trials, I saw that there was this opportunity to really make a change and make a difference in the system where we can say, hey, you know, maybe the system's given up on you, but we have the ability with this technology to give you another shot. And we think everybody deserves that shot. So after seeing that, prior to this, I had been involved with, you know, a couple of other startups. I was able to put together the resources to take what was really the technology out of a research company and put it into Modus Nova, where we started about 7 years ago, to take this technology that was working in clinical trials in the hospitals and put it into kind of something that we can commercially produce, not just 2 or 3 devices that can help 5 or 10 people, but, you know, hundreds of thousands of devices to help millions of people.
That's amazing. You said something that has bothered me in our community. You are now part of this community, David, because I appreciate what you've done for this community. And again, I'll say it a million times. This community needs more of you and less of me. We don't need more brain injury survivors. We need more people to help the people that we have in here. So hospitals, doctors say this a lot. And one of the biggest issues I have is after a brain injury, you're so vulnerable. Vulnerable is the perfect word. You're like a newborn almost. You need to be taken care of. You need a little bit of tender, loving care. And doctors do a disservice because they play percentages as opposed to the person. So they'll say things like, you have 6 months. You'll have all of the function you have in your arm or leg, you have 6 months. And then after that, that's it, basically. So now you just put in this time frame that is, and I forgive my language, is bullshit. it's not true. And to be honest, I always thought that because that's what I was told and that's what I heard. I heard after an injury, you have about 6 months to a year. And then after that, that's it. That's not true. It's been proven scientifically. That's right. It is not true. So I'm so thankful that you went in there and that you changed these people's lives and that you're actually sharing with the world that, hey, 6 months, that's not true. Maybe for a percentage of people, but there's still a large enough percentage of people that can improve the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up. We have that same frustration. A lot of stroke survivors or a lot of those with brain injuries come to us and say, oh, it's past my golden period. It's past my 3 months. There's all these names for this. It's past my recovery period. And it's, like you said, it's simply not true. There is no scientific basis evidence for that. In fact, there is very much evidence for the opposite, that the brain doesn't just turn off learning after 3 months, after 6 months. That doesn't make sense. You know, you can learn something, ride a bicycle at any age. It's not like at 27, your brain's like, oh, we're done. We're not going to learn any more names. We're not going to learn any more places.
No new information.
No more coming in. No more rewiring or neuroplasticity. That's just simply not true. Now, statistically speaking, a lot of people make a lot of gains early on because there is a lot of low hanging fruit, because there's a lot of connections that just need a little bit more help to get. So people tend to see. A good number of gains pretty early on, but that doesn't mean those gains stop. And what it shows us is that our healthcare system only provides you know, this fraction of rehab that we know that people need. And it shouldn't be surprising to us that their gains slow down a lot just a few weeks or a few months after their injury. It's really kind of, the data shows us this as well, that shouldn't be surprising that if we're giving someone 1/100th the dose of the antidote or the drug, or the treatment that we know helps them, in this case, it's rehab, we give you 1/100th of it, yeah, you're going to respond initially. You're going to feel a little bit better. You're going to have some gains, but that's going to level off pretty quickly because you're not getting the dosage that you need. Right. So it's kind of this chicken egg problem where we don't give enough rehab. And then we say, oh, I guess you're not getting any better. So let's stop all rehab. And time again, we have stroke survivors. We have users that 5 years, more 10 years, some even 15 years post-stroke, they've been told that in other instances, they're not going to get better. But when they get a lot of repetitions, they surprise themselves. They surprise their clinicians. They go back to their clinicians and they say, wow, it looks like you're making a lot of progress. You know, what's going on? You know, it's almost that, like, those clinicians are brainwashed by the system as well. Of, you know, we're only giving this fraction. And that's what people get, and people aren't going to get better after that.
I think they're doing a disservice. Now, here's the thing. I fancy myself a bright human being. I understand why they do it. Now, from what I've spoken to several doctors, literally several from around the world, right? Nurses, a lot of them say, well, we play the percentage. So 70 to 80% of the people, the most function that they'll get with it was within 6 to 8 months. And then after that, it doesn't. So we just go with the percentage. Now, that being said, that's still 20 to 30% of the people that will improve. You're just throwing out a huge percentage of lives, because these are people's lives that you're ruining.
And their families.
And their families, and their by putting ones. Out false information. You know, when I share this information with a survivor who, let's say, you know, that, well, I that's it. I didn't improve enough. I didn't. And what's horrible is they immediately go to the blame game. You know, we're very self-deprecating. You know, it's immediate. Well, I didn't take advantage early on. I really didn't work as hard as I should have early on. And then I wasted my only chance. It's like, no, you didn't. It's been 2 years. You can still get going. There's no reason to stop. Start now. You know, start now
start and today.
get these repetitions. It's basically, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. Right. Yep. The more work you put in, the more you're going to get out of it.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury like stroke regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
Now, this is going to be a bit of a series I'm doing here on the podcast with Modus Nova. I'm actually going to talk to, I believe, one of your tech people, one of the guys that actually helped put it together.
I think Dr. Nick Housley.
Yes. Okay. Nick Housley. Yeah. So I'll be doing an episode with him. And then finally, it'll be a 3-part series. And the last series, I'm going to actually do a testimonial with someone who's actually used the Modus Hand and, you know, have a firsthand experience. That person is going to be Maddie Niebank, who is just one of my dearest friends, who I actually met for the first time in person. A very, awesome. Very short, amazing human being. Now, I met Maddie a few years ago online, and just the visuals, where she was and where she is now is phenomenal. It She's really incredible. Is. And we talked about the Modus Hand before I was, you know, really, when we first started talking about, you know, Modus Nova and maybe doing some stuff with the podcast, and I asked her about it, she raved. She really, really did. So we're going to get a firsthand testimonial from somebody who actually puts in the work. And I know she puts in the work, because every single time I talk to her, she's rocking the Modus Hand, and it's inspiring. Now, anybody out there who is struggling with their hand, with their arm, and you need a little, you want that helping hand, you have it here. You sincerely do. The Modus Hand is an incredible piece of technology. It's very helpful. Again, I have a functional hand. I suffer, you know, a few tremors. It's not necessarily built for me. It's built for you. It's built to help you. It's basically, it's an electronic physical therapist there to give you that extra little push. You know, this is literally, this is the future. it's very sci-fi. I have not felt like I was on the Star Trek Enterprise before, but I put this thing on and I was like, I think I just need to be beamed up.
Beam me up, Scott. Yeah.
I think it's a fascinating piece of machinery. And I'll tell you, one of my favorite things now, David, is your energy. Your energy and your passion is one of the reasons right now that I'm like, yeah, I will do anything to help Modus Nova. I really appreciate the passion to help, because thank that's you, all I think we really want to do. You know, we want to improve other people's quality of life. And if we can do that, let's do that. Now, the Modus Nova, how do you guys have a group on Facebook?
Yep. Yeah.
So, bit of a support group, because I think support is very important, especially among survivors. We feel very lonely and isolated. So can you tell us a little bit about that support group?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, it really drives the heart of, you know, some of the other clinical work that's that I've been involved with, that several folks at Emory have done as well, really looking at the community around brain injury survivors and stroke survivors, how a support group or a caregiver is such a pivotal part to one's recovery. It's as much of a physical or a journey, process, fight as it is a mental fight as well. And for so many, getting discouraged, losing hope, thinking, blaming themselves, thinking that it's their fault, those traps can be so difficult to overcome alone. And having a support network, having a community, having a caregiver is so important to the success of anyone in a rehab program, you know, including anyone in the Modus Hand or the Modus Foot. You know, from the start, we really believed in that. Mm-hmm. And we've been building this community where we host sessions with clinicians, with world-class researchers of stroke and stroke rehab, with brain surgeons, you know, kind of running the gamut across the scientific and academic communities. And we bring in those speakers in, those clinicians in to help answer questions for anyone with a brain injury, whether or not, you know, this is just for the Modus Nova users. It's really open to anybody that's had a brain injury or know someone that's had a brain injury and want to listen in, want to know more, or may have some questions. You know, is this normal? Is this, I have this problem. Is there something that I can do to help? We want to kind of give back as much as we can. And in the beginning, we actually looked around for something like this. And it was surprising that we couldn't find anything where it was clinician driven, right? Those from medical professionals that maybe take an hour a week out of their day to help just answer questions in the brain injury community. And so many of those questions are so similar that we found that just, you know, helping somebody with one of their questions can help the community so much in kind of batting away some of these misconceptions like we talked about earlier, Joe, about that golden period as well. And trying to explain or demystify a lot of these things, a lot of these concepts behind neuro rehab and neuroplasticity. So, you know, you're absolutely right. Building that community where we bring in clinicians and we bring in survivors that can talk to each other. Of course, that's another incredible component, being able to connect with someone that's going through a very similar experience. There's really nothing like that, to kind of know you're not alone and to know that, you know, you can make it past this. John did or Maddie did, and here's what they did, and that you can do that as well. You have that power inside of you. So, and I know, Joe, you're very much about building community. And, you know, we'd like to do whatever we can as well to connect stroke survivors, clinicians with stroke survivors, just everyone that is interested in neuro or neuro rehab, neuro recovery, and just get continuing the conversation and helping each other.
Yeah, it's a beautiful community. It's honestly, it's the greatest community in the world. It's the dues to be part of this community, they suck. But once you're in this community, it's the most helpful, caring, loving community in the world. And I love that, you know, you're putting together other people. Look, the best way to get through this is together, right?
Yeah.
So one of the biggest disconnects I've seen is between the medical professionals, the caregivers, the family members, and the actual survivors like us. One of the biggest issues I had in recovery was I was talking to a doctor and I was saying, yeah, so I feel whatever it is I was feeling at the time. And he's looking at a book and he's saying, yeah, you shouldn't be feeling that. And I'm standing there saying, yeah, but I
am. That's how I feel. Yeah.
But I am. So I really wish that there was a way for, you know, look, I didn't go to school. I'm not a doctor. They're experts at learning about the brain and the stroke and its effect on the body and everything, right? I'm an expert at actually having a stroke.
Yep,
we should be able to work with one another. Like, look, you put together the Modus Hand. I'm pretty sure that you worked pretty closely with the people that are actually using this.
Absolutely.
So I wish that there was a better way for all of us to come together and share all of this information. And I love the fact that you're doing it on this platform with your group. Now, when you say you have speakers, do you have them on specific days, or is this just something that, you know, when they pop up, it's, you know, we just have it every once in a while? Do you have like a specific?
That's a great question, Joe. And you know, we'd love to have you speak to the community as well. I think that would be fantastic to share your experience. It's really kind of we have sessions Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have a lot of the scientists will come on Monday or Wednesday, but it's kind of ad hoc. We don't particularly have a schedule. And you know, as well, all of the episodes, all of the talks, they're recorded. They're on Facebook Live, but they're all recorded and we will post them as well. So we're not trying to hide content in any way. If you miss it, if you can't catch it live, that's okay. You know, whatever we can do to help provide that to you, that's really our mission. And there's no catch. You don't have to sign up for anything. I think you can even watch it without Facebook. I think we do it on YouTube as well. Just tune in. And if you want to submit questions, feel free to either in the live chat or it's rehabpowerhour@modusnova.com. Anyone can join and anyone can watch. And we really believe, you know, we hope that that's something that we can do as well, connecting, like you said, the clinicians and the researchers to the stroke survivors. They kind of talk to each other in the hospital, kind of in those 15, 30 minute increments,
right?
Sometimes shorter than that, unfortunately. But you know, after you leave the hospital, everyone's got questions. There's things that you forget to ask, or other things come up, and it's not like you have a neurologist on speed dial. But you know, by having clinicians that take a little bit of time, oftentimes the questions are really similar. So we found that just by answering a few basic questions, it can help a lot of people. And a lot of clinicians, after they do this, or scientists, they're like, that was fantastic. I'm glad that I was able to help so many people just by taking some time out. So it's just bringing those people together, I think, building that community. And it's just incredible how much everyone wants to be part and wants to be helpful in that.
Yeah, that's I'm all about community. I honestly think it's the most important thing. Is to connect with another. Looks, being a brain injury survivor, it's the most isolating feeling in the world.
Yeah,
I can, and I say this frequently, and I truly mean it. I can paint the Picasso of explanations of what it's like to have a brain injury. You can never know what it's like.
That's right.
As vivid a picture as I can paint, you'll never know. Only we understand what it's like. So having a group to go to gain information, to ask questions, to even connect with other survivors and say, hey, so I tried this and this did this for me. I think that is one of the most important things that we can do. And the fact that all of that information is readily available, whether it be on YouTube or Facebook, definitely join this group, guys. Definitely connect, get all the information you can. And again, if you have questions, ask. There's a bigger picture out there in this journey. it's not just about us. It's about others too, you know? Yep. And also when you're in these chats, share your story, share your experience. Yep. We need to do that because it's good for us to get it off our chests. It's also good for others out there to know that they're not going through this alone. They might be going through the exact same thing. Or, you know, in Maddie's case, the fact that she's done so well, she needs to scream this from the mountaintops because there are other survivors out there that need to know that it can be done.
She's living
proof that it can be done. And I got to tell you, huge chunk of that is the Modus hand. And I'm not just saying that because you're here. So one thing about me, I don't say things just to say them. people tell me, Joe, you're so kind. I'm not, to be honest, I'm kind of a dick. I don't mean to be. I'm just very honest. So when I say, I say that because when I say something, I truly mean it. And I truly mean it when I say, I am just fascinated with your energy and what you're doing for our community, you know,
I
and
appreciate that.
The amount of people that you're helping is it's mind blowing because I talk about reach a lot as well. You're not just helping a survivor. You're changing a life, the life of the survivor, but the reach goes past that one survivor. You know, the fact that you can change the energy, because sometimes after a brain injury, if you can't do these things, you feel lesser than, you feel like you're a fraction of what you used to be. So if you can gain back a little bit of normalcy, whether it be, hey, you know what I can do now? I can actually pick up this drink. I can button up my shirt. I can brush these things. I can brush my own teeth. What if you're bringing back a certain quality of life, a certain amount of normalcy, which in turn, it changes that person's life, but it also changes the lives of the people that person's around. Their friends, their family, their spouses, their coworkers, whoever it is, the reach is so large. It's not just about one person. Guys out there, it's not just about you. It's about everybody. That's why we all need to kind of band together and help each other out. And with things like these groups to share information, to share stories, to educate ourselves, you know, I'm so thankful that you're doing this, like sincerely from the bottom of my strokey heart. It means the world to me that you're not just doing it, but also doing it with such passion that really it speaks to me. And I'll say this, just with what I've seen in the small amount of time that I've been involved with Modus Nova and connecting with other survivors, talking about Modus Nova, you're changing lives. Like I really hope you don't take that lightly. That's a huge deal. And I'm so thankful for you and the company for doing that.
Yeah, and we don't take it lightly. And thank you so much for the kind words. Absolutely. You know, we appreciate that and all that you've said. We very much, I think, you know, every time someone posts on the Facebook group that about their progress, that they had to use a walker before and now they can walk on their own. We do high fives around the office. Every time we see that, we do our manufacturing also kind of locally, it's in Alabama, one state over in the US. And we send those as well to kind of those on the manufacturing line in the manufacturing facility. And it's heartwarming, absolutely, to everybody involved in this project. And I think very much so the gains that people make, it's a huge motivator for us to kind of to do everything that to continue to do everything that we do. So we absolutely, you know, appreciate from all the support from you and from everyone else in the community to kind of keep us going in our mission to bring technology into this side of healthcare that's kind of honestly fallen behind a lot of other industries in terms of adopting new technologies and being on the forefront of using technology to improve and to help people. And I it would be remiss not to give a shout out to Maddie as well. Like you mentioned, absolutely, you know, Maddie's, it's been a couple of years since her stroke. But she's made amazing progress in the last 12 months or so, even in the last 6 months. And she's a leader in how many hours, hundreds of hours of rehab that she's done on the Modus hand. And we kind of did the math on it. If she were going to regular PT kind of two or three times a week, it's 4 or 5 years of rehab that she's compressed into a matter of months. Not to take that away from her, she put in all that hard work.
Yeah.
All those gains are absolutely hers. But you know, we just love to even ride on her coattails, then and to be part of giving her the tools and, you know, all stroke survivors the tools to be able to do that high quality rehab they would be doing in the clinic, but also being able to access it on the day to day and just, you know, turn their rehab in to the next level in terms of the speed at which they can get repetitions and, you know, let the brain kind of do what it does best, which is to learn and to rewire.
Right. And that is fascinating. You too can be a psychopath like Maddie. Really? Like this is a tool there that can help. And I mean, just saying that it's 4 to 5 years of physical therapy that she's knocked out in a few short months. Now that in and of itself, that's mind blowing. You can do this in the comfort of your own home. Here's the
and
best.
playing video games as well. Like,
absolutely. It's fun. It's exciting. It doesn't get boring because really easily, like, okay, I'm moving my arm again. It can be boring. It is not boring. I can say that firsthand experience. It is not boring. I will say this. One of the best parts doing it at home, you don't even have to wear pants. I got to tell you, if I don't have to wear pants, I am all about it. I am
You're
all
always
about
ready
it.
To do rehab. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Right now,
regardless of the state of your pants.
Hey, I'm doing this interview right now. He's seeing me from the chest up. I might not be wearing pants. Who knows? So speaking of, you know, tech and things you're bringing to the community, where do you see Modus Nova in the future? Do you have any aspirations for, hey, I want to attack this, or this is where I want to be, and this is what I want to do, or this is a new product that we're putting out?
Yeah. No, that's a great question, Joe. And kind of, we talked about very early, one of our first prototypes was this multi-jointed Iron Man suit kind of thing. And from that, we focused on just the hand and the foot. Certainly, we want to expand out more joints, the knee, the elbow, the shoulder, things like that. That's one aspect of it. But, you know, still trying to keep the cost low and as right. low as we can, because really, to fulfill our mission, we have to bring down the cost of rehab.
Right.
And so far we're at, you know, rather than kind of guided rehab with a clinic or clinician being somewhere about $100, maybe even $200 an hour, to something like less than $10 an hour was where we're at right now. We want it to be $5 or $2 or $1 an hour.
Right.
And certainly with economies of scale, with more manufacturing, with building, you know, thousands or tens of thousands at a time instead of just a few hundred at a time, that's what's going to continue to bring down those costs. So that's one side that, you know, we really are focused on. How can we actually, rather than increase the price of our devices, how can we reduce the price of what we offer? That's one side, I think, looking into the future. Another piece that's actually really interesting that really excites me is the data portion of all of this. I mean, I think that Dr. Nick Housley, he's a neuroscientist and also a brain injury survivor. He certainly can expand more, I think, on a lot of this. He's actually, we call him Dr. Nick. He's got a doctorate in physical therapy and another PhD in neuroscience. So he's kind of on both sides.
He's an overachiever. That's what he is.
He's a little bit of and he won't admit this to you, but also a world-class cyclist. Olympic class cyclist for the U.S. And I'm sure that you guys will have fun talking about some of that.
Absolutely.
As kind of a teaser, but you know, we're working on with he does a lot of science here at Minnesota. He's director of clinical research. We're really excited about the data that we can leverage between stroke survivors in kind of optimizing care. A lot of what we do right now in stroke rehab, we're taking so few measurements of how we're doing. Oftentimes, when you first start rehab, day zero, you do an assessment, and sometimes it's 3 or 4 weeks later before your range of motion or your movements are assessed or in a rigorous way, in a comparable way. That is, and none of that is being compiled anywhere, put together, and to see, you know, how does different strategies, does more rehab help different types of people? Because everyone learns, every brain learns in a different way, right?
Right.
Everyone's gone to school. Some of us like notes. Some of us like to learn visually. All different sorts of learners. We want to be able to tease that out with the data and say, hey, this person, it looks like they're showing signs that they can make a lot of gains with just a lot of high repetition. Or this other person needs kind of more repetitions over time, kind of lower intensity, but spread out and more even, more consistent. Being able to find out some of kind of these particularities with different stroke survivors, different those with different brain injuries, we think can really take rehab to the next level, where being able to leverage this data and see, really kind of get some insight into how the brain learns, mm-hmm. how the brain rewires, what, how many movements does it really need? Do we need to practice this movement today to really get the brain in the state where it will actually over, you know, make the connections as it kind of goes through the day and you sleep, and that sleep also being such an important part to that learning process. Getting some insight into that, I think, is probably one of the most exciting things that we can do. And we can also contribute to the scientific and medical community of how many repetitions, how much does it take to make specific gains? And so we're excited about the data portion in the long term, and how that can help the stroke community.
I'm fascinated with that, because, you know, just saying that, it's like, wow, as amazing as this product is now, it's only going to get better. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, in the future, by the way, it's going to be significantly worse. No, it's not going to go it's not going to be like an old iPhone, you know, every year it's going to get better and better with all of this new information that you're gaining with these, you know, survivors using the product, their improvements there. I love this. Like I really do, you know, and at some point, you're going to create like a Vision Ultron, like sentient being.
It's like a good coach. A good coach gets better with experience.
Absolutely. And,
but a good coach can only coach so many teams, or a good therapist or a good clinician can only practice, right? It's called the practice of medicine. It can only practice so many hours and so many patients a day. And one coach or one clinician can only know so many patients. But by putting this data together, we can really, you know, learn across the experiences of potentially hundreds and thousands of stroke survivors those with brain injuries, and really help give back to the medical community as to what really, you know, what really gets the brain going.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
Wow. You're truly making an impact on the world. You know, not just currently, but in the future. Like, this isn't a small thing. This is, you know, I always say like life changing. And when I say it, I don't say it just to be grandiose. I say it to be it's honestly life changing, you know, and I love that. Now, with this product in particular, you guys, you are in charge. Basically you're in charge of your own future. You know, the more you put in, the more you're going to get out of it. You can't blame, you know, that just wasn't the right physical therapist. That person just wasn't. This is 100%. Your future is literally in your hand. Pun intended again. It's just an amazing product. I'm so thankful that, you know, you chose to put your energy and your vision into out this community in particular, into my brain injury community, because it's so needed. It's so needed. And there's so many of us out there that just, it can help so many people out there. And I really suggest that you guys go check out the Modus Nova Facebook group. Do you have the social on that? Is it just modusnova.com?
You can check us out at modusnova.com. Under testimonials, you'll be able to see, I think it just updates with posts from our group, and you can click through there. It's also facebook.com/groups/modusnova. Or if you just search Modus Nova Stroke Support Group on Facebook, it should be right up there. I think we just hit 1,900 members in our group, and, you know, we'd love to have you be part of that community.
Boom. That's what we want to do. We want to all connect and we want to all ask questions, gain, you know, we need this information and we need this camaraderie and we all need to work together. And I love that. So David, I ask you at this point of the show, we are the Neuro Nerds.
All right.
And me, myself, you know, I'm an all around nerd. Now, when I say nerd, I fancy myself one of the cool nerds, but still a nerd nonetheless. I'm a Marvel nerd. I'm a Star Wars nerd. As you can see, I have a big Jango Fett poster behind me. I literally have awesome Harry Potter Star Wars tattoos on my body. I'm a gamer nerd. I have a BioShock tattoo on my wrists.
There you go. Yeah.
So what is your nerdum?
What is my nerdum? Well, I love to do, I love the outdoors. So I would say that something that has really given me that chance to be with myself, to really kind of really think and to kind of release from my day to day has been cycling, has been bike riding. And that's just, there's really nothing like being on a bike, being outdoors and, you know, having the world go by you, being on that bike and, knowing that you're the one that's propelling yourself through this world. It's a little bit of control, I think, in this world that sometimes it's very easy to feel out of control. So that's what I do for relaxation. I'd call that my nerdum.
I love that. I sincerely do, specifically because I don't know how to ride a bike, but that's even more motivation for me to learn how to ride a damn bike.
I'll be there on you know, the day. Hey, I'll come out and help you learn.
So I've had several people try over the years and they're like, Jesus Christ, Joe, it's so bad. I know. I'm a pain.
No, you got this, Joe. Come on.
I can't help myself, but I'm excited to learn. Now, do you do mountain biking or strictly streets and roads?
Road biking. I've done a little bit of mountain biking, but I have some friends that work in the hospital, specifically on the neurosurgical side, the brain surgery side, mm-hmm. and they've talked me out of all mountain biking.
Good.
It can be dangerous.
We definitely don't want you as part. Yeah. You're part of this community, but we like the area of this community that you're at. And that's where we need you. We don't need you to be deeper in this community, David. We don't need that.
Yeah. No, and all power to everyone. You know, I respect mountain bike. It's a lot of fun. You know, everyone's got their own level of comfort, I guess. For me, it's the road biking.
For sure. Some people in their pastime, they practice MMA. I'm sorry. I don't want to be punched and kicked in the face. It's just not, I don't find that appealing, especially as a brain injury survivor. Yeah. So that is awesome. I truly appreciate that. David Wu, CEO of Modus Nova. I am so thankful for you. I can't say this enough, guys. You can hear it, but I'm looking at David right now, and it's a different thing to actually see the excitement, the energy, the passion behind this. That's invaluable to this community. Like, we desperately need that. And I'm so thankful for that. You've taken your knowledge and you've taken your energy and you've put it in this community. I truly mean that. You can definitely go visit modusnova.com, search their support groups, definitely join all of their things. If Modus Nova is something that you're interested in, definitely check it out. Please do. I can tell you firsthand experience, one of the most simple things to put together, impressive piece of machinery. It's so intuitive. It's not like IKEA furniture, guys. It's not. It's so simple that even an idiot like me can put it together. And I'm blown away. I am honestly blown away. And I'm looking forward to continuing this, Modus Nova series that we're doing here, because it's so great for the community. And I will do anything for this community. I love it so much. At this part of the show, this is where I give out all of our socials. So definitely you can visit Modus Nova at modusnova.com. You can visit my beautiful, tiny ass kicking co-host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. Good luck. She's back in work mode and she is super busy. You can visit me at Joso Rocks on all the socials. You could visit us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere. David, I am so impressed by your product. Yes, I'm so impressed by you and your company. And I'm so thankful that you took the time to, share with the community here on my podcast. I'm forever thankful for that and everything that you do for, our community. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Joe, for everything that you do for the community. We really appreciate, you know, your work as well, building community and getting information out there. And you know, thank you for having me on. And, you know, we're excited to do everything that we can. And of course, you can find me at on Instagram and on Twitter as well at David Wu Tech. And if you want to get in touch with us, with one of our clinical stroke specialists, you can call us at 404-939-3476. Thank you, Joe.
Beautiful. All of these, the phone number, the websites, the handles, all of them will be in our show notes. So definitely check that out. Hey, now you have direct access to the man, the myth himself. Definitely reach out, say hey, ask any of the questions you have. You hear it. You hear the passion, you hear the love. Don't feel intimidated. Please feel free, reach out. This is something that's very, very important. This is something that you can control. You can control the own outcome of your physical recovery. So definitely don't hesitate to reach out. And one of these days, David and I will be riding bicycles together.
That's right.
Side by side. Hopefully on my end.
I'll bring my bike. That's right.
100%. 100% with the helmets. Hopefully without Absolutely training without. Wheels. Like an adult man. And on that very strange note, David, I appreciate you again. Definitely check out Modus Nova. I appreciate all of you guys, everything you've done for the community. And on that note, this Neuro Nerd is out. Awesome. That was awesome. David, I hope you enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun.
I did very much. Thank you, Joe. No, and I love the energy as well. I really appreciate you having us on.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.